has become a vital ingredient of journalism. Providing location-specific content holds out huge opportunities and challenges for journalists and publishers. How do we harness the potential of geolocation, whether we're working in hyperlocal, local, B2B, specialist, or any other media? Whatever your beat or specialism, the exponential growth in the use of smartphone and other mobile Wi-Fi-enabled devices means that we have to make our content relevant to our users when they're on the move. At the moment, there's a confusing array of localizing platforms out there. So what we need to do is to see which platforms people are beginning to use and find out whether we can get our content on them. And that's the aim of this masterclass. Are they on Foursquare, for example? And could we use the Foursquare platform to reach them? We'll take a look at the breakthrough one hyperlocal site, Blog Preston, has made using Foursquare. And what about Gowalla, another check-in site that allows you to create journeys? There are other potential publishing platforms that are far less well known, and I'll be demonstrating some of them, including a very promising one called Bubblebee, which I think has great potential for local journalists because it lets you create content and community, in what it calls bubbles, around a particular location. Great for campaigning or focusing discussion on a particular distinct area in the town you cover. Then there's the opportunity from a company called Geodelic to create a smartphone guide to a particular area called a GeoGuide that can be read on a BlackBerry, iPhone or Android. GeoGuides could be useful to any editor of a magazine where location can be relevant to some of the title's content. A golfing mag, for example, might have a GeoGuide to the best courses and cluster a lot of relevant information around those venues. Any specialist interest magazine could create GeoGuides. So how do we get on the bandwagon and use geolocation on our websites, blogs, and in the apps we create? That's the question this masterclass explores. It won't give you all the answers, but it will point to some promising possibilities. There will be some suggested projects along the way to give you some starting points. And as ever, if you do experiment with the apps that we discuss in this masterclass, feel free to share them with the MMJ community. Just click on any of the comment buttons and send us a link.